What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. And why is it that I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what is the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And there is a third thing that I have to tell y'all. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this lady named Jay? Just a Touch of J, what's going on? Why is she over there trying to put it out there peaceful? Why is she giving a shout out to haters? Listen, haters acknowledgement backwards. All right, let me break this down to you. Haters acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you, all right? They just don't know how to acknowledge you correctly, okay? See, when you out there shining on them, they kind of like they hate it, baby. They don't really like that, you know? So what happens is they be nosy sometimes. They want to come on over. Like, hold on, is that my boy over there? Is my girl over there shining on? You know, they try to see what's going on. They would be nosy. You know, they peeking and stuff. What's happening over here? Because it's this light that's just shining bright. Bright, 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 like a diamond. And you want to know why that light is shining so bright? Oh my gosh. Psalms 23, okay? In the Bible, okay? God says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, okay? So when you out there doing it, you know, what God tell you to do, what you supposed to do, you know, what you do that you do that you do, baby, okay? God, he loves that. And he's like, you know what? You know what? Look at you over there shining on him. He looking at you like, you know, you over there shining on him. So he said, you know what? I got to do something for you. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to prepare this table for you in the presence of your enemy. Yeah. I'm going to make him your footstool. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And your cup is going to overflow right in front of him. You know, it's going to be blessing after blessing. Everything just going to be out there in pieces for him. He does that for you. That's what it says. Psalm 23. Look it up. Okay. Yeah. He said, I'm going to do all this for you. Right? In the presence of your enemy, you know, because he wants them to see it, the glory that he puts out there in pieces for you, okay? So while they out there and they looking, sometimes, you know, they hate or whatever, but God got to put out there in pieces for them, right? so they can come over and wind up getting blessed by whatever message he's using to put out there in pieces for them, baby, like me, okay? I tell y'all this all the time. You know, I'm just coming out of this whole, you know, I'm out of this whole health thing. You know, in November, I had some issues with my health. I couldn't eat for like 2 months, lost 50 pounds. You know, my hair fell out. My skin was like gray. My face broke out, everything. Like I was, look, on my way of going down, you know, like I thought I was going to die. Okay, this is just such a baby. I'll put this out there in pieces for you. But what God did, he said, you know what? I'm going to heal you. You know, come on, remember who you are. So what he did was he healed me. And in the process, it was like pieces that was put out there. And people started coming over, okay? So he used that as kind of like bait to lure them in, right? As he's preparing his table for me in the presence of him, right? And they wind up getting blessed by the message. So when they come over, if you got haters that's coming over or anything like that, like, you know, or disbelievers or, you know, naysayers, you know, and people, you know, that really don't like it, you know, what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. What you must say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They need it. Okay, they need to see God's glory because, you know, they're his children too. And he wants to show them how amazing that he is. So you always got to say hi, haters. All right, look, boom. Okay, the light is going to disturb their darkness and it's going to help them. All right, that's it. That's the reason why I say that. Now, look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Listen, if you have, you've been seeing my been dropping dime on you, putting a lot of inspirational posts out there, doing what it is that I do. Just Touch J Facebook page, my regular private Facebook page. Y'all been showing love on there, especially in my stores. Man, look, I put a picture out there with me with these heels on. Y'all crazy. Over like almost like 200 some people looking at my stores. Y'all don't be looking at Justin Touch J all like that. But as soon as I put something out there showing, you know, a little bikini with a little, you know, legs and thighs, you know, and everything nicest and all the right places and all that type of stuff, y'all won't look at that. But shout out to y'all. Look, I love y'all. Okay. So you want to be on Justin Touch J, you know, my private Facebook page, Jillian Harris, send me a request. I might let you in. Okay. Justin Touch J, baby. I'm just trying to put out there a piece for you. But check out My Name is RONI76. On Instagram, got my kids on there, dropped a pair of my kicks that was specially made for me by my man Rock. These Adidas shells, so feral, so wise. Did that today. A lot of good inspirational posts, things that I'm doing. B-Break Radio, oh my gosh, my podcast, just, you know, y'all got my podcast popping, you know, all type of stuff. I'm just putting it out there in peace for you. Food, everything. All right, and speaking of food, let's get on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and talk to y'all about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Yeah, Making Love in V's Kitchen. Yeah, man, look, Making Love in V's Kitchen, if you don't know, it's on Instagram. And it's a spinoff of Making Love in V's Kitchen at Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love on Facebook. But it's really Making Love in V's Kitchen, right? It's where I do my cooking thing. It's like my food stuff. You know, it's going to be the cooking show, all that, you know, everything. But, you know, since I got some stuff going on, I ain't really able to kind of like do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do like I used to do. But I'm over here and I'm learning how to eat again. And that's what's so dope about Making Love in V's Kitchen, because now I can make even, oh my gosh, like so many things from just so many basic ingredients. So have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Yes, I have been doing my 1-2. I am able to eat so much more, guys. Thank you for your prayers, okay? I'm over here doing everything that I need to do, making sure my diet is correct. I try this new shake tomorrow. Keep me a prayer with that one. I can't wait to see how that goes. I know it's going to be good. And I'm eating nectarines now and different fruits and, oh my gosh, just so many different things. So yes, I have been making love in V's Kitchen. We also doing the cooking show part where y'all get to go ahead and be online with me and see me cooking. That is coming. So that's going to be dope. Just a lot of dope things are going to be coming from Making Love in V's Kitchen. So I'll be posting that on. The next thing I want to talk about is the Just in Touch of J app. Yes. Yeah, y'all got my app popping. I like it. Yeah, new things are coming. I keep telling y'all that Wednesday at a time. It's Just in Touch of J. I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay? Now, look. I do got to tell y'all something that's going to be on the app. My fitness stuff. Yeah. And we're going to talk about just such Jay's fitness. Now, y'all know I got fitness pieces. You know, Jay's Fit, Just Such Jay's Fit, all that type of stuff. Then we got Taylor's Fit. His fit's coming to you. I tell you that all the time. Okay, jump ropes, TRX bands, other bands, all type of stuff. But I already have some fitness pieces, waist shapers, thigh shapers, bands, arms, all that type of stuff in the Just a Touch of Jay online store. Okay. And all my link trees in my bio, you can check it out too. But the online store is thisisjustatouchofj.com. Now, back to me working out. Okay, let's talk about this. Has your girl been doing her own Just a Touch of Jay's fitness stuff? Yes! Okay, remember I created the fitness program, the 400 for y'all? Well, look, I'm past 400. Now, look, last year I was doing, like, I told y'all I was bodybuilding for, like, 6 months. I was doing, like, 600-something, like, moves. Like, okay, like, I was doing, like on the lower body, upper body, abs. Like, okay, I was killing it. But now it's, like, so different because I had to build myself back up to it. So this week I had to do 420 upper body movements, 480 lower body movements. Yo, my muscles, I don't know if it's because I'm eating a lot of meat and stuff like that, like the protein. Yo, okay, I told y'all my butt was flat like a pancake. Not no more. Okay, these legs is looking like boom, boom, boom. The kids is like, my daughters, it's like, oh my God, like, wow. Like, my arms all muscular, just everything. So, y'all, I've been over here doing what it is that I do, and I cannot wait until you get the 400. My fitness program, baby. And that's just a touch of Jay, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. Just a little bit. Not too much. Can't give too much. Just a touch. All right. Now, let's talk about Just a Touch of Jay podcast. What y'all out there doing? Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. I mean, popping like popcorn. I'm like, this every time I turn around, so these numbers keep on going up. What is going on? What y'all out there doing? Y'all like the Just a Touch of Jay podcast, man. All I can say is thank you so much. It's also available on the Just a Touch of Jay app. I mean, look, that's just pieces for you, baby. For free, download over 30 streaming networks, wherever you listen to podcasts, type in Just a Touch of Jay, and you got it. Underscore letter J. You got it. One word. Okay. Now, Just Touch Jay Cannabis Line. You know I got my own marijuana papers. Other stuff is coming to you. Make sure you purchase them. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for everybody who likes them. Shout out to all of y'all who love them. Thank you so much. And the last thing I want to tell y'all, Beat Break Radio. Check out the 411 Wire. Just Touch Jay, baby. And that's some other pieces for you, okay? Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, Atlanta. Top of the hour. You can listen to me. Give y'all the hottest entertainment segment of the week. All right? Now, look. Y'all know I got a story to tell like Biggie. So, this is Poppin' Podcast Thursday. Yes. And I got to tell y'all something. This is like another week I did not do Poppin' Podcast Thursdays on Thursday. And it's not because, like, I don't got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. Because you know I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. Biggie Smalls, the rapper, always got a story. But sometimes I just been like, lately, I've been like waiting because I've been feeling like God been wanting me to say some other stuff. And he been bringing me other stuff. So I've been like, look, I just got to wait until I get it all together. Okay. So, God dropped a dime on me today. I got to tell y'all. He had already told me what I need to speak to y'all about. He told me I need to speak to y'all about, you know, basically fear and failure, you know, and quitting. And I'm like, fear, failure, quitting. Okay, it all goes together. It's just such a baby. I know that. What you want me to tell them? So I'm sitting up here and I'm watching TV. My daughter comes over because y'all know I'm still living in a hotel. Okay, to the ninth. Okay, so my daughter comes over and my daughter's like, Mommy, I want to do, like, you know, a sleepover with you. So I'm like, okay. She said, we're going to do church tomorrow. I said, all right. So I get up and I do my whole church thing. You know, I do all that. I always listen to the word. I do my devotionals. You know, I spend time with God. Okay. And as I spend time with God, God told me, you know, as you cooking, listen to T.D. Jakes. So I put on T.D. Jakes. Shout out to you, T.D. Jakes, if you listening. Because you never know who listening to you. Okay. So I said, let me check out T.D. Jakes. So T.D. Jakes, it's the same message I've been getting like all week. This is like the fourth time. I said, okay, God, Here you go again, okay? And the message was, you should have it if you, like, want it. Like, you gonna have exactly what you want, okay? You will have it. So I'm like, all right. So he starts talking about how if you really believe it, you'll have it. You know how when Peter was out on the boat, okay, and, you know, he was like, you know, had to walk on the water, he had believed. Okay, so let me tell you a story. All right, okay, this is how the story goes. I'm gonna give you quick synopsis of the story. Okay, story in the Bible, right? What happened is that Jesus had came to this place. Y'all know this about to be a thorough podcast, because every time I get interrupted. Anyway, y'all, this is just such a day. Let me get back to these pieces for you, okay? So, look, Jesus, right? He comes to this place, right? He's at the place. And he's chilling. He's doing what it is that he do. And they don't have no food, okay? And it was just like this multitude that basically had came out, you know, to like see him and stuff. They came out because they wanted to get healed, because he was out there healing, you know? Because, look, if I knew Jesus was out here, he was healing, you know, I'm like this, even though I'm already healed. But if I wasn't healed, you know, I'm like this. Can I get a healing? Can I just touch the hem of your garment? Can I just, you know, be in your vicinity? So basically people came out. So it was like 5,000 men, and it was like women and children too. They was out like, oh my God, who is this guy? Okay. They was like, I heard this who he is. So they was all out there and everything, right? So basically, you know, they was out there for so long. You know, they was hungry. Yeah, they started getting hungry. Everybody had a little appetite or whatever. So Jesus said, you know, I'm going to feed them. But they didn't have no food, really. They just had a little bit. Like, you know, a couple of loaves of bread. Little fish, little scraps. They ain't had nothing major, right? So Jesus said, they was like, oh, we should send them away, his disciples. And Jesus was like, you know what? No, don't send them away. I got this. Do you not know I'm a miracle worker? Okay. So basically what he did, he turned all this little bit that he had into something. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, mothers, can I talk to all my single mothers out there? Y'all single mothers, y'all know y'all out there doing what it is you got to do. And, you know, maybe, you know, it's COVID. I don't know. You know, you're struggling on hard times. You know how to take that small little thing. And you know how to make that small little thing last, baby. You got $5. You make that $5 turn to a whole meal. Okay, look, whatever it is that you got to do, you know what to do. You know how to make a miracle happen. So then basically, that's what he did. He took the little bit that he had, right, and he turned into something big. So he was able to feed like 5,000 people, the guys, and then there was women and children too. So he's able to do all of that, right? So basically, Jesus tells his disciples later on, after they get done eating, everybody do what they got to do. He said, y'all go ahead, y'all get on the boat. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of the crowd. Okay, then he said, you know, after he got rid of the crowd, he went up to the mountain. You know, he was up at the mountain, he's praying, doing what he had to do, getting himself together. You know, crowd was going or whatever. Then he started seeing, you know, the winds and stuff was picking up, and the sea, was raging a little bit. You know, it was a little storm out there, but he sent his disciples off in the boat. So Jesus knows what was going on. So he said, you know what, let me go out here and make sure these people okay, because, you know, he already knew. Look, like, how I know, it's just touched it. You know, he said, I got to put this out there in pieces for him, right? So he go out there. He like, you know what? Let me go ahead and make sure that they straight, because I know they're going to be, you know, not right. So when he go out there, right, they think he a ghost, right? Because he out there walking on the water. Any of y'all out there, and you start like doing like, you know, miracles from out of the small thing that you got, but then people don't believe it. Because they like, wait a minute, hold on. Well, that's what they was doing. The disciples, his own peoples, like your own peoples don't believe that you who you are. Because you're able to do things, you know, that's out of the ordinary, you know? So, basically, they look and they think he's a ghost. And, you know, then, you know, Peter, he's like this. Peter like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, I think that's my man Jesus. I think that's our boy over there, right? So, Peter like, look, if that's you, because everybody else was scared on the boat. Now, we're not talking cruise ship, y'all. We're talking about little boat, okay? Think about these little boats that was back in the Bible days, okay? And they out there in the water and the wind, and then all of a sudden they see someone walking on the water, okay? And Jesus like, you know, it's me. So Peter like, you know what? Well, if that's you, you know, you who you say you are, you know, tell me to come out there and walk to you. So Peter said, you know, I'm going to walk on water too if you who you say you are. So he go out there, you know, he start walking on the water. But as he was walking, right, everything else was still raging, so he started getting a little scared. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you do these miracles, right? You do these things. You take what it is that you have and you turn it into more, right? But then sometimes when the storm comes, you start getting scared. any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally get scared. Like me, okay? Let me tell y'all a quick testimony real quick. And we're going to get back to what Jesus was doing, okay, and Peter. You know, like, when this first started happening with me, you know, like, I started getting scared because I'm like, shoot, my hair falling out. I can't eat. What's going on? Nobody knew what was This is Just Touch It. Y'all know this is going to be a good podcast. I done got cut off again, and I am not going to edit it because I just want you to know that this is what be happening when it be thorough and wise. If you've been listening to me, you already know that this was happens all the time. Okay, so here we go. Okay, interrupted again. All right, so Peter, he was interrupted too. His faith got a little shaky. Any of y'all out there, like, y'all going through that? Like me, my faith got shaky when I started seeing my hair and all that falling out, and I couldn't eat, and I was losing weight. Like, 20 pounds came, and I was like, oh my gosh, that came off. Then it was like 30 pounds. You start getting scared because you don't know what's going on. That's what happened. So basically, what Jesus told Peter is, oh yeah, little faith. Now, it wasn't that he was trying to clown him or nothing like that. He was just saying, like, oh yeah, little faith. So as I'm watching this, T.D. Jakes, he's talking about how it wasn't really so much that Peter's faith was like that. Because it's not so much that our faith is like that. God knows our faith is going to be tempted. He knows sometimes we're going to be up, we're going to be down, we're going to be around the corner. We're going to be right there as front center. And then we're going to back up a little bit. He know we're going to get a little scared. That's why he tells us. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. That's why he tells us, you know, cast all your cares on me. I got you. That's why he tells us, don't lean to your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge me. I'm going to direct your path. Because he knew that we was going to get a little shaky. So it wasn't that. And T.D. Jakes pointed it out. Right? This is what T.D. Jakes pointed out. Oh my gosh, I love T.D. Jakes. He pointed out. He said, what they did was they forgot about what he did. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally forgot. Like, single mothers, I was just talking to y'all, okay? I was telling y'all about how y'all are out here taking the small little thing that you have, okay? Let's just say it's money, okay? You're having a money issue and you can't really feed the kids like that. You know, but you take that small little bit of money, a little bit of $5, you go out there and you make it do what it is it do. That $5 turning like $50. You like, look, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get some bread. And then we're going to do this with the bread, half a load of bread. We're going to have this with I'm going to get a pack of eggs. That's $2 right there. And then we're going to have an egg sandwich on a couple days. And then we're going to go ahead and the other days, we're going to take that and we're going to take the eggs and put some cinnamon in it. And then we're going to make French toast with that. Then we still got another half a loaf. And then I'm going to get some cheese. I'm going to get about $1.50 worth of cheese. And then we're going to have grilled cheese because we got soup at home. So that's another day. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you out there, you making it work. Like he did with what he had. I mean, he only had a couple loaves and, you know, a couple little scraps and little things like that. And Jesus fed all the people, right? So what T.D. Jakes is pointing out is that they forgot about how he had just fed all the people. So they was questioning, you know, is that really you? And that's what Peter did too. Peter was questioning. And I want to come to y'all and talk to y'all about that. Because when we question certain things and fear sneaks in, what happens is we start doubting, okay? And then we quit. We give up. I want to talk to you about quitting. Somebody is out there quitting, okay? I've been there. I done it. I done quit at a lot of things. Yeah, I restarted, but I quit. And then I restart, and then I quit, and I restart, and then I quit. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of going in a circle, going over and over and over and over again, starting the same thing over and over and over and over again, because I keep getting a little scared when it get a little rocky, like how they was, how Peter was. He got a little scared. Faith got a little tempted. He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know you out there going through that. Single mothers, are you out there like feeling like, dang, go on, man. You know, I can't do this, man. This is a lot. It's a lot going on. You know, guys, any of you guys out there, like maybe like with your job, anything like that, like you out there, you doing your best. You know, because y'all know how y'all are. Y'all, men, y'all love to have that instant gratification, you know, work and all that. Y'all base yourself around that. Yeah, but it ain't working out. You get a little discouraged. You wind up like, you know, quitting. or entrepreneurs out there. You're starting your businesses and your business don't work out the way that it's supposed to work. So you quit. Oh man, it ain't for me. It ain't going to work. Or relationships. Any of y'all out there? Come on. Y'all know this is the Love Doctor series. Every day, every time I talk to you, something with the Love Doctor. Because y'all know I'm the Love Doctor. I've been through my relationships. I've been through enough where I can give y'all some good sound advice. Any of y'all out there quitting in your relationships because it's not adding up? You know, like, at first it was all good. You know, it was all good. About a week ago, you had the miracles of signs and wonders. You're like, yes, God, I know that this is him. Or yes, God, I know this is her. Thank you. Then all of a sudden, you get into a little argument or something don't seem right. And then you're ready to give up and quit. It's just like Peter. It's like Peter. Yeah, Peter, his faith got a little shaky. It's normal. No temptations, not common to man. I already told y'all that. You know, but God is faithful. He'll provide a way out. Okay? And it's through him. So I just want to talk to you about quitting. If you're out there quitting, you can't quit. Okay? You cannot quit. Because you know what that means. You fail. Okay? If you really believe in it, you won't quit. If you really believe in that relationship, you won't quit. You won't give up. I don't care what you did that was wrong. If you really believe that, you got faith. Look. Okay? Ain't no ending in learning. I'm out here trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Love, okay? Love. Oh, my gosh. Listen, love is something else, okay? And if you love somebody, then you love them. Love can't fail. That's what God's word says, okay? It don't fail. So if it's real and it, you calling it real and it fails, then you know it wasn't real. But if you really love somebody, then you got to go out there and you got to do what it is that you got to do. Same way with the job. You got to do what it is that you got to do. You can't quit. We cannot be quitters. Okay? Let me break it down to you like this. Okay, working out, right? You decide, you know, I'm working out like me. Okay? I'm doing 100 push-ups a day. You know, like, I'm doing what it is I got to do. Shout out to me because I did 60 today. Yes. Yes, 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 baby. This is just a touchdown. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you and I'm doing good now. Okay, I got a push-up challenge coming to y'all that I'm going to do. Oh, my God. Look. Okay, but anyway, let me get back to it. But, you know, like working out, right? You're working out. You commit. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do everything I got to do. Then all of a sudden, your faith gets tested because you ain't seeing them results like that. It's been about 3 months. You like, it ain't working the way I want it to work. You quit. How will you know if you quit? Okay? Quitters never prosper. You don't know what you can have if you quit. You don't know what you can achieve if you quit. You give up, okay? And that says a lot about you. That lets you know that you don't really have the faith that you think that you have. You can't run from failure. You have to believe in yourself, all right? And that's why I'm on here. I'm trying to talk to you. Because somebody, I'm telling you, I know it. You out there, you struggling. You ready to give up right now. You are ready to give up. You like, you know what? I can't do this no more. This is it. I'm tired of it. Listen, it's just that your faith is just getting a little rocky. It's just getting a little tested. But you don't quit up at quitting that. Okay? You know how many people I used to date? Not that I was dating a lot of people, but I done dated a few that just quit. Me, myself, and I have quit some relationships just because it wasn't going the way that I thought it should go. But you don't. God doesn't give up on you. You can't give up on your dreams. Okay? You can't. You have to keep going. You have to keep fighting because it says a lot about you. Oh, ye little faith. That's basically what he was saying to Peter. He was like, come on, your faith starting to get a little shaky. You don't remember what I just did? You got to remember, the key is that you have to remember who you are and whose you are. If you're a believer, you got to know. Wait a minute, hold on. Okay, I'm thorough and I'm wise. Okay, something is going on with me. I got a call in my life. I know I'm supposed to be out here doing something great. Sometimes opposition comes up against you when you have greatness on your life. Actually, not sometimes, a lot of times, baby. This is just a subject. I'm dropping that out there pieces for you. It's always something up against you. Period. Every day it's a new challenge. But if you quit and you don't succeed, you will become a failure. And then, you know, the end of this, because I'm getting ready, you know, drop a dime on y'all. make a dollar out of 15 cents when I tell you this right here. The end of it is that you're letting the enemy win. The enemy, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call it. You believe in heaven. You best believe in hell. Okay? And there's rulers. There's principalities. There's darkness out here. And they don't want you in no type of way to succeed with anything. Okay? Just like God has angels in heaven, you best believe that the enemy, Satan, has his own people who roam and always got something going on. He will use people to come up against you, all type of stuff to get you to not believe in yourself, to make you feel like you a failure. He will make you think yourself as a man thinketh in his heart. So is he? Let's remember that. All he got to do is give you that negative thought that turns into negative thinking, that makes you have negative feelings and emotions, that turns into negative actions, and then you'll have negative reactions. And failure and quitting will be one of them. You'll start saying stuff to yourself like, you know what? I ain't going to be able to do that. You'll use words like can't when you know can is in it. You'll use words like impossible when you know possible is in it. You'll start saying stuff to yourself. Don't even realize it. Start talking down on yourself. I ain't nothing. You know, I ain't ish. You know, I don't do this and I can't do that. You know, because you don't believe in you. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, right? But listen, how can Christ strengthen an eye that can't do? He believed in himself first. You have to believe in yourself first. God could, you know what, right now, God could be like, you know what, you're healed to me, right? Anybody out there, you have cancer, whatever it is you got going on, I just healed you, okay? You're healed. But what happens? If you don't believe it, are you really healed? Huh? You want to get off drugs? You out there using drugs, right? You like, you know, or you got alcohol problem. God's like, you know what? You can do all things you try through Christ that strengthens you, right? You could do this. There's nothing too hard for me. No thing is too hard for God. That's in Jeremiah. He asked you a question. I am God. Is there anything too hard for me? The God of mankind? Anything too hard for me? So God's like, you know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to heal you. Right? But you keep going out there and you keep getting high and you keep drinking because you don't believe in you. This is what this is about. It's about you believing in you. You fail because you don't believe in you. That's why you quit, because you don't believe in you. Okay? Ye of little faith. You don't even have faith in yourself. How can you have faith in anything else, especially God? You won't be having faith in no relationship. You won't have faith that you can be a single mother. You won't have faith that you could be a single father. You won't have faith on your job. You won't have faith in anything if you don't believe in you. I'm trying to talk to you about believing in you. I need somebody to get this. Yeah, this is just a touch of day, baby. It's all about failure and quitting. When you quit, you fail. So, I always give y'all some homework and all that type of stuff. I want you to go ahead and write down what you quit at. Okay? Within the last 6 months. From January to June. How many things have you started and not finished? Then write down why. I guarantee you it has a lot to do with you. Because nobody can make you do anything. You have to believe in you. You have to believe that you could be a better person. You have to believe that you can be healed. You have to believe in you that you could keep going. Even when the storm gets rough. You have to remember, biblically, let's look at it this way. Remember what God did for you. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. You're not, you know, even if, regardless if you're in a hospital or whatever, I don't know what y'all got going on, but God has some way in your life showed you that he has been there for you. If you're a believer, okay, you know this. So if he healed you, if he's done anything, just remember the same way you got to remember about the times that you got through. You got through a lot of stuff. Come on. Remember, don't quit. People out there, they killing themselves. They killing other people, you know, because they have no hope. But if they remember, all you got to do is remember where you came from. You've made it through a lot. And this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Don't be a quitter. Please don't be a quitter, because it means that you failed. And it means that you like being a failure. And we don't have no time for that. It's too many of y'all out there. I am obligated to tell y'all these pieces. Okay, I got to put it out there piece for you. I have to. I cannot have my babies out there lost. I used to tell y'all this all the time. It's too many K's of y'all. I am obligated to keep it 100 with you. It has to do a lot with you and how you feel about yourself. Owe ye a little faith. Your faith getting a little tempted out in the storm. And you know what God did? He's so thorough. He's so wise. Peace be still. He just calmed the storms. Okay? Because sometimes the storms are just put out there to just show you that you your faith is a little rocky. Yeah, sometimes he let it go out there real quick just so he could show you who he is again. Because your faith a little rocky. Like with me, oh my gosh, look, I couldn't see. You know what it's like to not be able to eat for 2 months? Oh my gosh. Look, listen. And I wasn't on no feeding tube, no nothing like that. I wasn't eating. All my muscle, my body went in starvation mode. I couldn't see. I could smell 50 feet away. You don't think that I was scared, nervous? But sometimes God got to let the storm come up a little bit. So he could say, you know what? Let me show you how I'm a provider. And he been doing everything I touch. It's like I got the Midas touch. Every time I touch up, boom, 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 boom. I just got 4 job offers. Okay? 4 within 24 hours. This is just a touch of J. Just a minute ago, I couldn't even pay for my hotel room. Oh my gosh. He provided over $10,000 just for me to be able to stay up in a hotel because of mold toxicity that was in the house. Man, look, I don't know. I don't know. Some of y'all go out there going through stuff too. You know, but my faith got a little tested. Peter's faith got a little tested. We just got to remember who we are, whom we are. Okay, that's it. Because we don't have no time for failure. And you cannot quit. So if you're thinking about it today, you listening to this podcast right now, you hear me on a radio station, wherever you hear me at. Okay? Just make sure that you understand that quitting is not an option. You ready to give up? Don't. Keep going. So you can see it manifest. The enemy does everything he can to mess up your belief system. Okay, because the man thinketh, so is he. He will do anything he can to mess up your belief system. Anything to get you to not believe, so you quit. Why though? Why? That's what you gotta ask yourself. It's the third thing. Ask yourself, why? Why are you messing with me so much? Why are things coming up against me so much? So why I'll quit? Seriously. Now this is just such a day, baby. That's just pieces for you, all right? Now look, I'm up out of here, right? How y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all want me to give you my Barry White, Janet Jackson voice, huh? Yes. Let me get that to y'all. Okay, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Man, look, y'all know I'm putting out there pieces for you. And we had quite a few pieces because I kept getting interrupted today. But I knew I was, you know, because I'm trying to put it out there pieces for you. I'm giving you that goodness, that knowledge, that wisdom, what you need to not quit. So I already knew something was going to come up against it. And y'all already know if you've been listening to me, whenever the podcast is really, really dope and it's really, really thorough and wise, okay? I always got an interruption too, you know? So anyway, look. What's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on nobody here? To the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond on this happy Saturday. It's the first thing I tell y'all, all right? I tell you to. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't, okay? Because I'm not finna do it. And you best not do it neither. Don't do it. Mm-mm. And don't make yourself feel that way. Because you're very thorough and wise. So you can't quit. You can't give up. Because then it'll be failure. And you don't have no time for that. You want to know why? Because it's the second thing that I tell y'all. Okay? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, you got to live your best life and do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. You don't got no time for that failure type of stuff. Like, quitting is not an option. Okay? That's how you need to be in your marriage. Quitting is not an option. In my relationship, quitting is not an option. Cheating and all that other type of crazy stuff, that's not an option. Because you telling you wise. You believe in yourself. So you don't believe less than yourself. Because you know, when you don't believe in yourself, you do things like that. Because failure is an option to you. This is just a touch of J, baby. Oh my gosh. Like, let me drop a dime on you with this whole relationship thing. When you're out there and you're cheating and you're doing all this trickery and all this type of stuff in relationships, failure is an option to you. Because you don't believe in yourself. So you don't think it's going to work. So that's why you're out there doing all this other type of trickery. This is just a touch of J. I'm just saying. I've been there. I've done that. I already know. Okay. So, you got to shine on it. Instead of doing all that unnecessary stuff, shine on them. Let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl, Rihanna, if you listening. Yes. Shine bright like a diamond. You got to do all that. You got to live your best life. Okay? Failure cannot be an option. Quitting, all that. No, we don't do that. Okay? And you know why? Because we love ourselves. And we love ourselves, we spread love. I tell you all the time, spread love. It's the Brooklyn way, because this is just a touch of J. Okay? You got to spread love. Love, reciprocity, it comes back to you. What you do, then you learn. You learn when you spread love. You give it, it comes back. I spread love all the time. I give love back. Okay? It teaches you about give and receive. Exchange. It's a process. You understand that even in good and in bad times, it's a process. You understand that failure and quitting, you can't do that because it's just a process of life. No temptation. It's not common to any one of us. We go through the same thing, all of us. Some of it's a little harder. Some of it isn't, but it's the same stuff. We all got the same measure of faith. All right? So look, you got to spread love. Like I said, it's the Brooklyn way. So let me give a quick recap real quick. You know, look, failure can't be an option. That's it. That's it. If you believe in yourself, then you won't quit on yourself. You won't fail. It's it. I gave you a little, you know, example about Jesus, Peter walking on the water. Everybody always talked about him. We walked on the water, but he sank. You know, yes. But you got to remember, you know, that a lot of times we sink because we forget who we are, whom we are. And they forgot that he just fed all these people. So why wouldn't that be him? He did a miracle with that little small thing that he had. You think he can't do another miracle? A lot of times we mess up. We forget about the small things that we have. Okay? The small things that we have can do so much. Okay? Believe in yourself. That can do a lot. That small little thing, by believing in yourself, it could do a lot. And it's just such shit, baby. I just want to put all that out there in pieces for you. So look, I'm up out of here. And I'll be back. What I always tell y'all, because I love my babies. I'm going to be back tomorrow. Because it's Sunday. Is this Sunday's word? Oh, yeah. Marathon. Whew. Marathon. Shout out to my man Nipsey Hussle. But look, I'll be back. When I got something else to say, yes. And when I got something else to say, yes. And when I got something else to say, I will be back. I say all this all the time, man. This is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Listen to the songs. Okay, they up next. Other stuff is coming. Shout out to my man, William Cotter. Yeah, y'all. He's going to be the song of the week. I put him out on my Instagram page. Make sure y'all check him out. Christian rapper. Dope. Okay? Dope. One of the dopest out there from New York. I'm going to be doing so much stuff with him. Like, oh my God, I love it. All right? So make sure y'all check him out. I'm going to put him on a blog. I'm going to write a little article about him, blackvibes.com. I'm putting him on my food that I got coming to y'all. In the background of that, I put his video out there with some of my pieces up in it. You know, I spit a little something too for y'all. So check it out. All right? He's going to be the song of the week. All right, listen out for him. He got a lot of good stuff. All right, but anyway, look, I'm up out of here, like I said, and I'll be back, okay, when I got something else to say. I love my babies. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out to you in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on the life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of Jay app. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of the J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J. _ letter J. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Schemes. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back? Talking about the gits in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some empty, got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're with Big and Heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that is shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. smoking rock by the boxes. Back and use this natural to eat your type smokers.
I just had to drop a bomb on them like flex. Is that mm-hmm. work, baby?
This is that work,
you know
baby.
You're fine, right? This is just a touch of it, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in like pieces that. For you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
Z-O-U-C-H underscore letter J. Yes, this shit comes with economy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to my name is ONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Jay. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. Underscore letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man, make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, all right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
You.
All he
for
needs
you.
Is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Be your hearing.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen.
Food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, Lizzie.
This is just a touch of the
jazz. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of jazz.
Tell it fit, baby.
Ladies, all you need is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Yeah, man.
This is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all this is just baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this. Y'all know I put this out in pieces for you. Significant others. Yeah, y'all can just take a chill to this one right here. Yeah, man. This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. Y'all know about the box? Yeah, forget to make sure that y'all go over to Make a Lemon Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate. Y'all hear that?